Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Talking Tenets podcast. This is a special episode where I'm joined by my co-founder at Tenet, Cal Burkhart.
Good to be here, Jonjo. I got my hair cut just for the occasion.
And it is a special occasion. This is a market report, something we're doing for the first time, but we're aiming to answer the question that we get a lot, which is, what's the market doing right now? So we're going to provide an update on hiring trends and compensation for the SaaS go-to-market industry, which we serve. So let's kick off from the top. Cal, tell me about the state of the market right now.
Yeah, so the market right now I would describe as being in a state of recovery at the moment. Last year was a tough year for the industry, as we know, difficult selling conditions for a lot of vendors and a number of layoffs. The aftermath of that is still having an impact, with plenty of candidates looking for new roles. Fortunately, things have started to take a bit of a turn more recently, and we've started to see an increase in the number of opportunities.
And which area of opportunities are we still finding is flat? There's not quite the volume of jobs to meet the demand.
Yeah, so the main one would be leadership roles. They'd be the most in demand at the moment from a candidate perspective. Roles like sales director, VP level positions are still fairly scarce, particularly the early stage style management positions that were in abundance in 2021 and 22. There's been a decrease in the number of US and European headquartered firms coming out to Australia. So those roles are still fairly, fairly rare at the moment.
I think we're also seeing that with first and second line leadership in larger companies, lots of consolidation and restructuring over the last 12, 18 months, which has pushed a number of first and second line managers onto market. And as such, that's added to that pool of talent that you're talking to. What else?
Yeah, spot on. The other one would be customer success. A lot of companies in the last 12, 18 months were given a directive to do more with less. So a lot of those CSM account management style roles were sort of put on hold and have kind of yet to be greenlit. But we do expect that to bounce back in the second half of the year as selling conditions improve a little bit.
Got it. Which roles are we finding are proving resilient?
Yeah, so it won't come as a surprise to anybody that the new business reps remain in high demand. Hunters are a little bit like the housing market in Australia, where regardless of external factors, they tend to hold their value, even in an employer-driven market. So companies will need to continue to put their best foot forward to hire A-grade talent for these types of positions.
Yeah, it's very much a skill that's very much in demand and will continue to be, no doubt. How does that translate to salary?
Yeah, so as you'd expect, salary conditions have flattened to a degree as a result of the decrease in roles. However, interestingly, it doesn't necessarily mean that vendors are able to hire A-grade talent at cheaper rates. If, for example, you're hiring an enterprise account executive, you're still going to need to pay at least sort of $300 to $320 an OTE for somebody with genuine enterprise experience. What it does mean is that instead of having four or five opportunities on the table at once, like they might have 12, 18 months or so ago, a candidate is more likely to perhaps have only one or two on the table, which in turn will keep a lid on their salary expectations.
Yeah, and in practice, you might describe that as an employer's market, right? So businesses are able to go and find top talent at maybe a little bit more cheaper, you call it, price than they did 6-12 months ago. But that's not the whole story. And what do I mean by that? I think there are two camps essentially in which there are people actively looking for work who might be able to take a small correction on their package expectations, 10-15% versus 12 months ago. And then there are people who are currently employed seeking stability that won't move for anything less than they're on. So those two camps provide maybe a mid, upper, and lower range of the salary range that we put forward here, and that's how I would describe the two camps, essentially.
Yes, Cal, spot on.
What advice do you have for candidates, hiring managers, bearing in mind the circumstances that we face?
Sure. So look, from a candidate perspective, I think a lot of employers have gone back to basics. If you're going into an interview, you should be ready with your key data around your metrics for KPIs, etc., without having to refer back to your CV to get that. So that's things like targets, KPIs, deal sizes, stakeholders you've worked with. In addition, have examples ready to go at hand of successful engagements you've had, along with one or two that didn't go so well and what you might have learned from it. From an employer side of things, candidates likewise are taking a more pragmatic approach to things. We're getting asked less and less around the perks of each role. And a more common query now is questions around things like how many of the current sales team are hitting target? And lastly, look, from a hiring perspective, my advice would be if you have capacity and the risk appetite, get those headcounts approved and start meeting with candidates ASAP. As we mentioned earlier, the market still is in your favor as an employer, but as we know, things move pretty quickly in the tech space. If you wait until your competitors start hiring again, you might find yourself behind the eight ball in the back half of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And to add to that, I'd say I'd echo that. Be pragmatic if you're a candidate. Processes are a lot more arduous and taking a lot longer at the moment. So manage your time, make sure you qualify an opportunity before you're going to go spend your time interviewing, because employers are seeing a lot more people and taking a lot more time. And that's an investment for you. So bear that in mind. We put all this together in a compensation and hiring trends report, which is available now to you as a candidate. You want to find out if you're getting your market value. You want to see what the market's paying. If you're a hiring manager, you want to make sure that you're benchmarking appropriately. You can access this. It could be useful. So reach out to Carl or myself for a copy and for any of the questions you might have. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.